advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
I just want to start off by apologizing.
For what? To all the families of
your
victims?
No, I'm just a little tired today. I won't be able to perform strong analingus today.
That's what you tell all the ladies?
it'll be soft.
I'm telling you guys. I don't want you to be disappointed.
Weak analingus.
Yeah, you know, have you ever got that hurt in your tongue? Like in the back.
Where your jaw kind of stings a
little bit. Yeah, it's in your tongue though.
Well, you're like going to
be... From tongue punching.
You're missing out. I didn't shower. So, yeah, it was going to be good.
Yeah.
Brad calls it pot stickers when I don't shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's our favorite.
It always has a burnt flavor.
Yeah. Smoky.
Am I contractually obligated to keep going?
Put a little black L you can take on it.
We never signed. There's like a...
Are you out right now? Are you out? You didn't say that last night.
There's a partnership agreement that we copy-pasted from the internet and then crudely just put Sofa King back in.
Whichever one of us turns evil first is getting the money.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
That was our business plan from the beginning.
Yeah, it's pretty weak.
It probably should we have any protections? Nah, whoever gets evil first gets it. So they get the pot.
You win.
Well played, sir.
I never thought it was going to be Dave. Actually, the more we go and his mom stole everything, we knew it was going to be Dave from the beginning.
Steal everything.
Just turkey dinners.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Okay. Yeah. Well, as soon as we turn into like a corporation, fucking Dave's going to fucking own us.
No, that'll never happen.
No.
The corporation thing. Dave might own us.
Yeah. That's why we just did a partnership and not a fucking S corporation or whatever the fuck it is.
Further we get, we need to LLC.
Yeah.
I do need to.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't sue us.
I need to bitch for a minute because, like, I'm really tired of the fucking heat this summer.
Yep. Somebody's drinking right now.
Like,
because there's a drinking game. You say we're hot. It's fucking hot.
We live in Bakersfield. We live in the desert. We're used to heat. I'm ready. Like every summer, I brace myself for the heat. Mm-hmm. But has this summer just been like, it's just endless.
It's because it doesn't
fucking
quit.
Endless. It hasn't quit.
You know, it started really late though.
We started really late, but it's like normally we'll have like
a heat wave.
We'll have
a week.
We normally
or two.
Have like five heat waves.
It's like a heat hug
over the summer. Like this shit, it's just
this shit's
fucking
like a snuggie.
And it's like normally we'll have a heat wave that peaks in like 109, 112. And we had that at the beginning. It's just like a consistent slow drip
109.
Of 101, 105, 108,
it's 109
104
days in a row.
It's just it hasn't ended. And I'm losing my fucking mind.
Well, I'll tell you, it wears on me because I have to like prepare for it financially because when the summer months hit, my bill at the shop is $900 a month. And then my bill at my old ass house can be like $350.
Yeah.
So
that's not bad actually.
Yeah. But I'm talking about $1,250 a month in my power bills for the month.
Yeah.
I mean, I have like a monster to feed. So that shit's no fun.
Yeah. Just shut everything off.
I just lay naked with a towel under a fucking box fan. Just a wet towel that I keep getting wet.
Yeah. Did you get E. coli yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. I was supposed to look up that shit about the cryptid thing before recording. Damn it. I told you. We are never going to get better.
No.
We said that.
We're just consistently riding the wave. Yeah, why I said we're not getting better.
I'm going to drop that shit in the middle of some Disneyland talk.
That's fine.
Oh, before we get too far, my Yucateco story is this. I was studying at the coffee shop like I always do, and some guy, a friend actually, a guy I know, I talked to him in the coffee shop as far as he's that much of my friend that we see each other only in the coffee shop, and that's kind of how I know him.
You don't know him.
So his name is Matt. I know that much. I actually don't know his last name, but
that guy's a dick.
Great.
You have no
good,
idea.
Good
it's not Matt Hodges, so it's not. Matt Hodges
I know,
is an
it's
asshole.
The other Matt. Yeah, yeah, Matt Hodges is an asshole and a cocksucker.
There you go, Matt. Shout out.
There you go. You're famous for sucking dick.
Bags of them.
So the guy got a breakfast sandwich, and he was like, can I have the spicy ketchup? Because I won't say the other name. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, man, you're fucking up, man. What are you doing? He's like, what? What did I do? What did I do? I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And it was like a new coffee girl, and this guy doesn't know what the fuck, and she doesn't know what's happening, and I'm getting like hot sauce offended. And I pulled out my trusty keychain, which is new and not pocket dirty. It's all shiny because we got those keychains. Mm-hmm. So I have a new one. It doesn't look scary. Doesn't look like you're going to get.
Doesn't look like Ebola.
It doesn't look like you're going to get a disease from my pocket.
A little sketchy for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. The old one I couldn't offer.
The other one looked like you pulled it out of your ass.
Did I washed it several times and it does. Once they're done, they're done. But I did find out that those are like basically the same as like a hand sanitizer koozies. So if it ran out, you could just get another one. So I should really just do that so that I'm not scaring people with my pocket sauce.
That's true.
As we call it, pocket sauce. But I made him put triple X El Yucateco on his breakfast sandwich.
You're a dick.
And he enjoyed it. But it was awkward. He literally stood at my table next to my laptop and all my fucking studying shit and took bites of it in front of me so I could watch his reaction.
Fucking jingling your keys.
Yeah. You didn't film it?
I did not film it.
You
I should have done
filmed
that.
It.
He didn't like it. He was just telling you that.
No, I could tell. It looked legit. His pants moved a little bit. There was blood flow.
Oh, sure. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Fucking, that just reminded me. And I knew I wanted to say it
really
on here so
about
bad.
My boner.
No, it is boner talk. But this guy.
You just got really excited.
No. It's because it's great.
Best boner this
year. No. It's great. It's not even about me. It's somebody else.
It was hammering nails.
It's about this guy, and his buddy was from Japan. And so, you know, he spoke broken English, and he was saying how funny he was. And he said they would go out, and there would be girls, you know, and he would see him. And he said, oh, Jim, she make my jeans grow. Fucking funniest thing ever, dude. I started saying that shit. Oh, man.
Just not very
she
much.
She make my jeans grow. Yeah, fucking hilarious.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. I wanted to say it and make it popular because that's just fucking funny.
Just looked like he had lightsabers.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Lightsabers or lightsabers?
That was Star Wars getting mixed up with candy. You know what that
lightsabers.
Was?
Lightsabers.
I noticed it happened. I was going to let it go, but there it's back. Big Wolf just happened. But I struggle when I say lightsaber. So yeah. I fight myself to say
lightsaber.
Not lightsaber and mix up. And I did. Yeah. I never in my life has that happened backwards, but I did it backwards now. Yeah.
It's good.
We have whiskey.
Why risky?
We have McClellan's Space Eye.
And did
which
somebody
I've never
send us,
seen this category before?
Did somebody send it to us because we said we hadn't had McClellan's?
Allison Ritchie sent it to us.
Oh,
McClellan's,
Richie.
And it's called it's a Space Eye single malt Scotch whiskey.
Space Eye.
SPEYSIDE. Apparently, it's like an area.
So it's like spayed neutered.
Yeah, basically. Okay. It's both spayed and neutered.
Okay.
It's a Bob Barker
So it won't get
Scotch.
Us pregnant.
It won't get you pregnant.
Nice.
Damn. So so here we go.
I've had my balls on ice all day.
Give it a clink.
That's good, too. That's
I
good
fancy Scotch. Drank that.
I like Scotch,
I swished
though.
It around my tongue. I took the extra couple seconds there.
I feel like it's vibrant and floral. Mm-hmm. And soft and complex at the same time.
Analingus tones, undertones.
Yeah.
I might have just read that on the bottle, though.
Also?
No.
Slightly.
It is actually good. Like, it starts, and I'm not being a wise ass, it starts really sweet and smooth, and it kind of gets spicy in the back.
But not bad, and not spicy in the throat, just a little on the tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually good really Scotch. Good. That's smooth, good. So the Irishman and the McClellan's, that's, yeah. They're both good.
Yeah.
What have we ever complained about, honestly?
Though? Rye risky.
No. You complained about like
cold cock.
Why risky?
Malort.
Yeah. Cold cock, Malort. Malort wasn't really a whiskey.
There's a bunch
cold
of them up here.
Like
I don't fucking, like the smoky stuff. I don't like the cask Islay. Yeah.
How long
has it been
since you had some smoky stuff?
I don't like smoky peaty fucking whiskey. Just like I don't like why risky.
Well, you're not going to like that one next week.
Which one? That one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it's peated.
It says peated.
Yeah, I knew that. That was, I mean, I'll try it. I'm going to try it, but I can't say that I like it. I can say if it's good or not, if it's smooth. I was tempted to take
it home, but I want everybody to try it. So
I can't say that I'm going to continue to drink it. These, on the other hand, that along with the Westworld.
It's Westward. Yeah, that stuff's gone. Brian.
Yeah,
Roth,
and then what was the other one? There was another one that was really.
You like this?
What was the other part? The Burnside. Yes. Yeah. So those four. Actually, those are really good.
They're really good.
We haven't heard from Josh Haney in a while, actually.
No. Dropped off the map.
Yeah.
What a bitch.
What's up, Josh?
He don't listen anymore.
He doesn't. Should shout people out more.
I'm sad.
Just random.
Like Yuniri Sukadietrich. I still talk to her. She's around. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's our top motherfucking patron, actually.
Yeah.
Like a boss.
Yeah.
Boss sauce.
So speaking of bosses with sauces... Our topic today, this one has been on the leaderboards on the listener
group.
It really has for a while.
Why?
It's been hovering at number three for like months. People have wanted us to talk about Walt motherfucking Disney.
That's actually his middle initials.
It is.
Yeah, I say that's my middle initials, but I'm only copying him.
he was the originator. So Walt Disney...
Mickey fucking Disney would be better, but
and apparently Brent didn't know a lot about this, but there's like one of the things that we'll definitely talk about because you get into conspiracies that deal with Walt Disney. Yeah. One of the conspiracies,
and we talked about Disneyland a little bit in our amusement park episodes.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird shit about Disneyland, but this is just the man himself. And
created Microsoft Internet Explorer.
That's right, all that stuff. But. A lot of people have rumors that he was cryogenically frozen, and a lot of people think that he was a Nazi, and a lot of people think that he was a communist.
Yep.
And we will address all such rumors as we discuss his life and times. And speaking of not Walt Disney.
And the cross-dressing.
Yeah, all of that stuff.
Yeah, and the alligator fucking.
Yes.
And he just drew dicks in class.
All the time.
Constantly.
All the time.
Yeah.
Just like
originally Mickey Mouse's ears were dicks. Yeah.
It was like the scene from The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Constantly. He'd be sitting there drawing.
Did you draw dicks when you were little, Brad? I never drew dicks.
I didn't either.
I did have friends that drew dicks. I don't know what was up with that.
I drew dicks on people.
When they fell asleep?
Yeah.
I never was actually in the situation where someone fell asleep and I had an opportunity to draw a dick on their head.
Really?
I didn't party a lot, though.
This kid, I know he doesn't listen, but his name's AJ. So I'm going to put him on blast.
AJ Talbot?
No.
Just another fan.
I won't say his last name, but he passed out at a party. They shaved off his eyebrows, drew dicks all over his face, and used my friend's Alan, his mom's dildo, like fucking big ass purple dildo, and just face fucked him with the dildo.
Oh, like in film?
Oh, fuck yeah. Just fucking
smacked. How'd they film that? How old are you?
How long ago was this? 2000.
They have a fucking
video cameras.
A handy cam and shit?
Yeah.
8mm?
Pretty much. Panasonic. Fucking flip screen. But yeah.
Flip screen?
The fucking...
JVC 1412.
Yeah.
Yeah. 12-volt adapter.
So, how's that sound?
Well, he comes to school. Fucking no eyebrows. Just looks like fucking... Looks like Sinead O'Connor.
It takes a long time to get around that.
Yeah.
Sinead O'Connor has eyebrows, I think.
I don't know. He's ugly.
She's
though.
Not shaved.
Ugly is what I was saying.
Sinead O'Connor's really pretty. She just has a shaved head. That's a bad deal. Yeah. No, she's pretty.
I don't think
pretty.
So. I don't like... No. I don't think so.
Okay, move
but
on.
Anyway,
I would draw.
I digress.
I was all about swastikas, not dicks.
Did you really draw swastikas?
Swastikas?
Like my if someone friend. Was drunk and passed out at a party, they were getting a swastika on their forehead.
Nice.
They were getting.
Damn it! I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Damn, we gotta have a party quick.
I missed out on that part of like being a kid. I never did.
Well,
that.
We just did one not too recently when I got divorced. I fucking was partying every night at my house, and fucking we were, fucking people would pass out and we were stuffing shit in their mouth, fucking just. Fucking them up, lighting firecrackers under them and shit.
Give them the wool trouser treatment.
Yes. Stick it,
the,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put in their butthole and lit it on fire.
Yep. Let's get away from that. Okay. So speaking of buttholes, Walt Disney. One of the, like, I don't think I really, like, once I started researching it, I understood the profound cultural impact that this man had on America and the world. I don't think I was ever really open to exactly what this guy pulled off.
You just think Disneyland.
Right.
You just think Mickey Disneyland Mouse. You think fucking cartoon.
And I think, like, I think of the Disney Corporation. Like, my sister in the late 90s, mid 90s, I guess, she was a writer that was hired by Disney, and she worked for Touchstone Pictures in Buena Vista, and she primarily wrote for the wonderful television show Blossom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I love that show.
Yeah. I don't know if it's worth it.
Love that show.
Yeah. No, because Blossom ended up being God damn it.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
No, she's on Big Bang, and I can't think of her name.
Big Bang. Whoa.
That too.
Anyway, she worked there, and like
Amy Farrah Fowler. Sorry. Okay. For those people that were freaking out.
I just think of it as like slave driver mega corporation that churns out television and movies. Like, I don't think of this guy and what he accomplished and how early he accomplished it. But he, by the time he died, spoiler alert, he's dead. He had earned 22 Oscars. And he had been nominated He holds the record. 22 fucking Oscars. Not like that Disney Films won, but that Walt Disney himself
personally won.
Pretty
impressive.
Yeah. So he holds the record. I mean, just massive.
He's the Michael impact. Phelps.
People just want one Oscar.
Right.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, they just want an Oscar.
I mean, I try to think of somebody else that's huge. I try to think like George Lucas. Right. He created Industrial Light and Magic, Skywalker Sound, all these like massive companies.
Yeah.
He doesn't have anywhere near
that.
And he was like a titan in the industry.
Yep.
And of course, the Walt Disney Corporation bought LucasArts. So again, that speaks to the scale of Walt Disney. Yeah.
They didn't even have to pay for it. They just said, you're giving it to
give
us.
Give it, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, they just took it. His inventions, like his movies, his intellectual properties, the things that he created are worth an estimated $150 billion right now.
How would that rank if he was still the individual as far as like world's richest man? Like, I don't remember what
he would be. Actually, last week for something like 3 hours, Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, became the richest man in the world.
And lost it.
And then lost it 3 hours later. So I don't feel sad.
What was his worth?
$90 billion.
So Walt Disney would be.
That's like Sofa King podcast on Mondays or Tuesdays or something. We hop up on the top 200,
yeah, then you
and I watch it for 3 hours.
So there was some crazy tech shift that put. But again, the fact that he's close enough to Bill Gates to get bumped up for a couple hours says
especially
because
we covered
rich.
That brick and mortar click to order, and they were in the loss like leader at the beginning. They were just shipping shit and paying for it.
But I think it was after they formally approved the Amazon's purchase of Whole Foods,
because
they bought Whole Foods.
So,
and I think that surge put him over.
So I just have to say, I was against Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking hate Amazon now.
Okay.
I fucking ordered. Brent's always telling me, order Amazon. I'm like, all right, cool. I need some shirts. Let me get some shirts. Order some shirts. Estimated ship date, right? They're not coming for a month.
Because you fucking clicked order.
No.
Yeah, you have to look at what you're ordering.
It tells you when they will arrive.
You have to order only Prime shit. You got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, they weren't for Prime. And I'm like, I'm cool waiting a week or two. You know, whatever.
If you don't get that shit from Amazon.
Yeah, it doesn't
Amazon
tell
seller?
You where it's shipping from.
No, it
from
doesn't say
fucking
where.
China.
That's
and guess what shirt I get? Guess what shirt I get? A fucking knockoff of the shirt that I ordered.
Because you ordered from a non-Amazon person. And that's what's going to happen.
It's on Amazon. How are they a non-Amazon person?
They're just pushing that through. It says
it's
right kinda, there.
It's like a pseudo eBay.
This is fucking bullshit.
Yeah. No, if you know what you're doing,
eBay tells you exactly where you're ordering from. It says location, fucking Beijing, China.
They're tricky as fuck.
I've never ordered fucking China shit that I didn't want from fucking eBay.
Well,
Amazon
I'll
is
you,
bullshit.
No, if you just know what you're doing, you'd be fine.
Well, that's fucking bullshit. Well, you should be able to order and get your shit, not so counterfeit shit.
If you're listening, Jeff Bezos...
Yeah, fix it, you piece
fix
of
it.
Shit.
Yeah. So, but
richest
I did
man
read,
in the world, get off your ass, get out of your golf cart.
I did read an estimate that Vladimir Putin is supposedly worth about $200 billion right now.
And that's not the money he has hidden.
Yeah.
Remember all that money?
Yeah.
All the
yeah.
money that he doesn't claim or whatever?
Because I was reading an article that specifically talked about Bezos and doing all that. And then it was like interviewing this guy who was close
like,
to Putin and was an oligarch. And he said that his estimate is about 200.
Wow.
So he would outrank Walt Disney But he might be that's the only insane. Person.
Yeah. I read a thing. Well, I didn't read it. I saw it pop up on my feed about his judo thing might be bullshit. Like, he's not really a black belt in judo. Because they were like, here you go. Sure. You're a black belt.
I think.
Congratulations.
Well,
don't kill us.
Yeah, I think it was. I don't think it was honorary, though, because they show him teaching, and he's like right. not that. Like, if you watch me, like, he's whatever.
Right.
But he probably doesn't train.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So who knows? You know, I mean, but if Vladimir Putin says he wants a black belt in judo, are you going to fucking tell him no?
I'll give it to him. Right. Shit.
Yeah. But they do have honorary black belts right. for people. So he's kind of head of state.
Yeah.
You know, they could have given it to him. So
he could have demanded any color he fucking wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, so Walt Disney, rich as fuck, his grandchildren and his nephew are worth a combined total of $40 billion in trusts that just came from Disney himself.
Fuck. Mm. And this so, is I mean, fucking back in the day.
This is no, that's today's dollar.
Yeah. No, I know, but I mean, yeah. like, that's from money from back in yeah. the day.
Like, and that's only like 12% of the holdings or something that were yeah. divided amongst the family. Yeah. So that represents 12% from 1960.
Yeah. He had fucking so money.
Crazy money. And yeah. I mean, and he fucking earned it. Like, the empire he built is pretty astounding.
See, they got that, the Bill Gates money. It should be Walt Disney money.
Yeah, that's that true. That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. So he was born in 1901 in Chicago, and his parents moved him almost immediately when he was a child to a place called Marceline, Missouri. And that town becomes important because a lot of people think that the main street on Marceline, Missouri is what
mimicked after Main yeah, Street.
That's
on
what the Disneyland Main Street
is. I read that it was. Yeah, I didn't even
upon.
See a lot of yeah. people think it was.
Yeah,
like,
no,
that
it pretty much
yeah.
is. Like the his, but it, but I mean, it's his memory of it.
Right.
Like his memory of what Main Street was like in this small town.
So they had like a New Era hat shop and like. Fucking look, candy shop.
Yeah. And just the look and the
feel.
And
a bunch of Disney animals. That. That's yeah. what he remembered.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Have you been to Disneyland?
I have a story that
me?
Was.
Yeah.
I've probably been there 200 times.
Shh, brag.
I've been there twice, maybe.
I used to go 4 times a year.
Damn.
And you went 200 times.
So, he's old.
Yeah.
My math is fucking not right, but
anyway, so the Marceline, Missouri is where like his impression of it is what he built Main Street based on. And then
so
also
it's a lie,
the whole thing.
Like Brad's 50 years of Disney.
The cake is a lie.
I didn't say how many times I went.
You did actually.
No.
You don't remember. I've been there 200 times.
No,
I go 4 times
estimated.
A year.
He said he did say like 200
yeah.
times.
Yeah. It could be more like 100 or
and
50.
In California yeah. terms, that's kind of like barely. Yeah.
Barely right now, just barely.
Like how many times have you been there? Barely like 200 times.
He's like, hey. Like 5.5 inches. It's like.
barely like.
It's barely. Okay, fine. It's 4.
So he ends up, they move him to Kansas City, and this actually informs things later in his life. But his uncle was a train engineer that ran through that area, and he would like go to the train with his uncle, and he became like fascinated with trains and model trains and mm-hmm. all this stuff, which ends up leading to the building of Disneyland, yeah. oddly enough. But so he's also a great artist, and he, draws all the time, sketches all the time, doing photography, working on the school paper. He
got his first commission at age 7.
Like, oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he drew a horse, like a retired racing horse or show horse for his neighbor. And I guess he got in trouble as a kid for like fucking drawing all over.
Oh, I know. I did see that. And he would like sell drawings to mm-hmm. neighbors.
Yeah, the horse, that giant horse cock.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That was all Disney.
Accurate.
He loved horse cock. when he took classes at the Chicago Art Institute when he was young. And then when he was 16, he dropped out of high school to join the army. And this was in 1918. So World War I is going. He wants to join the army, but the army recruiters end up learning that he's 16. They say you can't join.
Think how different the world would be right now if they had let him join, right?
Yeah, potentially. Well, but I mean, the thing is, though, he still ends up signing up for the Red Cross, and he becomes an ambulance driver in World War II in France.
Right.
So he still goes.
But it didn't put him on the front line.
No, he did. They didn't put him on the front line.
Yeah, he forged his birth certificate to get into the Red Cross.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because he's still 16.
Right.
He just so like, he can't try them again.
And the thing that's crazy is
sidestepped it.
Roy Kroc, I can't say the founder, but the main guy, yeah, of Crock-Pot, yes. The guy that was in charge of McDonald's. Mm-hmm. So Roy Kroc bought the first McDonald's from the McDonald's brothers, mm-hmm. and then franchised it and did everything. But Roy Kroc dropped out of high school at 16, tried to join the army, couldn't join the army. He joined the Red Cross. He joined the ambulance corps, was sent to France. And the founder of Disney and the founder of McDonald's both served in the same. They knew each other. Oh, they were friends with each other.
That's what's crazy about history. We always talk about these links.
And it's like, but they didn't, like, there was no connection until years after both empires had been established. Right. So it's not like they were in it together the whole time or anything. But he ended up doing that. And later in an interview, Roy Kroc said, quote, "Disney was regarded as an odd duck because whenever we had time off and went out to the town to chase girls, Walt stayed in camp drawing pictures."
Right.
So like everybody's girls. Out like chasing, you know, skirts and he's drawing, and he's sitting there drawing cartoons.
He's drawing woman ducks.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
That duck has boobs.
Yeah.
And even like later
where's pants?
Like he had a weird love of McDonald's, and there was one thing that I read that said that he would be in his plane, which was called Mickey Mouse One, and when he got hungry in a flight, he would ask the pilot what city they were nearest, and they would tell him, and he would have the pilot radio down to the city, and this is like early in the McDonald's days, to find out if there happened to be a McDonald's there, and if there was, he would order the plane to land, and he would catch a cab to McDonald's to eat a fucking burger.
I literally told this story yesterday. I've talked about this several times on the podcast. This is weird. I'm freaking out a little bit, but I have a couple like word associations that fuck up in my life when I try to say shit, and one of them is, sometimes when I try to say Disneyland, I say McDonald's. And I think it's because like during my childhood, those are like really like exciting places to go. Cause like my childhood at Disneyland, they still
and Disneyland usually has the exclusive for,
I just did it actually. My childhood and I just McDonald's. Did it
too. Yeah. McDonald's has the exclusive for Disneyland Happy Meals too.
See, I didn't make that connection, but like you had your birthday party at McDonald's when I was little.
Yeah.
Right. And they had that fucking crazy hamburger tower tree thing that you could fucking climb up inside the fucking steel pipe to the hamburger and crawl around and fucking give yourself rug burns on the squeaky plastic, fucking lose your shoe, get stuck by the fat kid, and then fucking
get pink eye.
Yeah, impetigo. But I have this weird cross association, and I always thought like it's because in my like childhood,
those are both happy
things, and my brain stored it away that way. And when I go to dig out the Disneyland, I hit the McDonald's, and it happens a lot. And I actually told that fucking story yesterday. That's weird. I didn't know about the weird.
Yeah, no, there's a weird.
It has nothing to do with it. Mine's for different reasons. Right, but that's weird.
No, it's the not. Connections are
there. No, it's not. Same.
And even at one point when he was first launching Disneyland, he even talked to Roy Kroc about putting several McDonald's in Disneyland.
Right.
But the deal breaker was Walt Disney wanted to raise the price of the hamburgers by a nickel in the park.
Yeah, Roy didn't want to do it.
And Roy didn't want to do it. He was like, nope, this is what we sell McDonald's hamburgers for. And it ended up being a deal breaker. But if it wasn't for a nickel, the two would have been even more.
How many nickels,
linked.
Though? A lot of nickels.
Yeah, that's a lot of nickels, you know, adding up. But so anyway, when he was just a teen, when he was 16, he went and drove ambulances with Roy Kroc.
And he drew cartoons on the side of the ambulance. I'm surprised they let him do that.
There were cartoons like inside and outside the ambulance. I don't think anybody gave a shit.
Disney
like,
hieroglyphs.
It's still like, World War One.
Yeah, they're like, we're cutting your leg off. Whatever. Let him see a cartoon.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's cheer these guys up.
Like, he's not making it back from the route anyway. Let him draw a fucking duck on it.
Duck with a cat.
Like, yeah, he's going to die.
Oh, duck with crutches.
But he ends up getting back. He spends a year on the front in an ambulance. And then when he moves back from France in 1919, he moves to Kansas City to become a newspaper artist. And his brother, Roy, gets him a job at an art studio, and he meets, like, the articles I read kept mentioning this guy as if you were going to know who he is.
The Un Iwerks guy. Yeah,
so his first name is UBBE.
Oh, yeah.
His next name is EERT. And his last name is IWWERKS.
Which literally com. Sounds like a website now. Like,
so Ubi Ert Iwerks. So, but com. Like two of the articles I read were like, and that's where he met the famous Ubi Ert Iwerks. I was like, famous. Who the fuck is Ubi Ert Iwerks? Like, what are you talking about? But anyway, he meets him and he's a cartoonist. And they end up starting a thing called the Kansas City Film Ad Company. And they start making animated cartoons and different things like this. And again, this is in the fucking 19. This is in the 1919.
Literally cutting out paper and moving it like stop motion animation. It's called cutout animation.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're moving that and just taking single frame fucking shots.
It's and like, the advertisements would have only run in a movie theater.
Right.
I mean, there was no other option. So, I mean, they were making pre-roll movie ads in order to do that. And they ended up getting some amount of success. And he started experimenting with doing hand-drawn cell animation, which at the time didn't really exist, which is kind of until computers took over. That was the way it worked. Like forever. Right. And this would have been like a cutting edge, innovative way to animate and do things. Like it would have been as nouveau as it got for someone to be doing this. And this is what Walt Disney was doing.
But he couldn't get people to get on board with the cell thing. They kept hand drawing it. Like the .com guy, we'll call him that, iWorks.com. He, that's where you get your glasses. Company. Yeah, log into iWorks.com for your prescriptions, right. Glasses. Okay. So he wants to do it, but that guy insists. I guess what it has to do with is like drawing the main characters with like a good artist, and then like the little shit in between and background stuff, you just pay the lesser experienced people to like make some trees.
Apprentices. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I need some trees here. Yeah. And this is going to be the other part, but the characters get done by the main guy.
Right,
or whatever.
Right.
And
those are important.
It was super time intensive, and like the main fucking CEO of your company has to draw every fucking picture the other way.
Right. So, right. So, he ends up doing a thing, and they create a thing called Laughograms, and they end, which is a horrible fucking name. But
well, back then, that's what shit was like. Bag of salt, exactly.
Laughograms.
You know? Yeah,
bag of salt.
That's what they did back then. Yeah. They just had, that was the level
just
of creativity.
Just throw the O.
It was that's what cart. It's basically
Dr. Pepper.
The name for cartoon didn't exist. It
right.
was like
no, oh, that's true.
Let's call it Laughogram.
Yeah.
It brings laughs to you.
So they make Laughograms, and they start doing some fairy tales called Alice in Cartoon Lands.
Which makes sense, like the transition from, you know, stories in books that are already animated, drawn pictures. They're like, let's bring these stories to life.
Yeah.
We don't have to make a plot or a storyline. All we have to do is animate these stories that already exist. It's pretty smart.
Right. But apparently the technology behind it, but behind being able to do the animation, was very expensive to acquire. So they had huge amounts of debt, and they weren't making enough money, and they ended up having to declare bankruptcy, and the whole thing sort of crashed and burned.
They were trying to save the day with Alice in Wonderland, but it didn't finish in time, and they had to,
right. So they end up at this point, they save all of the money that they can. He and his brother Roy, and I don't, for a long time, Roy's son ran the Disney Corporation like through the 80s and 90s, I think, until Eisner took over. But so the two of them and iWorks.com move to California, and they start the Disney Brothers Studio. And this is really where we start to see Disney become a thing.
And the reason he decides to move to Los Angeles is because his brother had tuberculosis and he was being treated there.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that. So that was just a complete coincidence. Yeah. So because, again, at the time, Hollywood wasn't all that well developed. They were making just as many movies in New York as they were in Hollywood. And mostly because, like, a lot of times they had to, which I didn't know this, but they had to fit, like, a lot of times since they couldn't afford lighting was like an expensive thing. They would just film on the top of buildings in New York during the day, because that was your light.
Because it's dark in New York, the building.
And then they realized in Los Angeles, you can film all year. And in New York, you can only film a handful of months.
That's super interesting. You know? That's what led to that.
Yeah. But anyway, they end up getting a distribution deal to make their Alice cartoons, and they create like this big character named Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, and they end up getting a contract for $1,500 each to develop Oswald the Lucky Rabbit cartoons, which I've never seen any of.
I've never even heard of it.
I wanted to look it up, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't. I looked up some other early animation of his, but I didn't look up Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. But So during this same phase, when they're doing the Oswald cartoons, he ends up getting married to an ink and paint artist named Lillian Bounds. They end up having two daughters.
Is what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. They hired her and then he married her.
Yeah.
So Oswald the Lucky Rabbit is Mickey Mouse with rabbit ears, pretty much.
Yes, he is, with like no snout. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at it. But so the distributor, this woman named Margaret Winkler, who's the one who's getting these. So they're making the cartoons, and then they're dealing with this woman named Winkler to get the cartoons in all the theaters across the nation.
They were trying really hard to sell Alice in Wonderland, and that Margaret Winkler distribution woman had lost the rights to something she had previously been distributing. And so she was like, shit, I need something new.
Right.
They signed a six episode deal with the Alice in Wonderland with Walt. And then they created the cat, their Oswald the Rabbit.
Lucky Rabbit.
Yeah, yeah. Lucky Rabbit.
And so apparently Winkler and her husband stole the rights to Oswald from him and got a ton of the animators to come over with them and just like bogarted Disney. So like their big intellectual property, the rabbit, is now not owned by them anymore. And guess what? They pretty much draw the same fucking thing with a bigger nose, call it Mickey Mouse, and explode like overnight.
Yeah, there's some speculation that Mickey Mouse is charactered after a pet mouse that he had at some point. And I know there's actually I was going to watch it. Maybe I'll watch tonight, Day Late and Dollar Short, but it looked interesting. It's Life Before Mickey or something is what it's called, and it's the years from childhood leading up to Walt Disney being who he is and the creation of Disney. It looked good though. I watched the preview and it shows some scenes with him and a pet
mouse.
Like
a documentary or
it's like a dramatized film, full film, and there's big name actors in it as well.
How big?
Huge. Like, I mean, wow. At least
a huge Jackman.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I can't speak for their feet, but their dicks were big. So
is it that, what kind of movie is it?
Yeah, it's porn.
Yeah.
Mouse porn.
They were animated, so it doesn't.
You ever fucked? You ever? You know when you fuck a mouse, they die.
At least the one Brad.
Yeah, last one I did.
So, they end up making a couple of silent Mickey Mouse movies, which I didn't know this. I always knew that everyone says like the first Mickey Mouse short was Steamboat Willie, which I've seen.
Right.
They even say that at Disneyland, you can go into the old timey theater on Main Street and watch Steamboat Willie.
Yeah,
but there were actually two before it. One called Plain Crazy, and one called The Galloping Gaucho.
And before he...
But they were both silent, and they didn't really get big distribution.
We skipped over. He had a daughter and adopted a daughter as well. And he was
I didn't know one was adopted.
And I guess, man, I don't know anything about the fucking... Was it the Lindbergh baby? I don't think about that. But because of that happening at that time or something, he was super protective about his children.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would not let them be in the spotlight. Nobody could take photographs. Well, it's because
the Lindbergh baby was kidnapped and ransomed.
Right. So it created some fear. So he was kind of worried about that. So he never let the press or anyone see his kids. But he had one daughter.
He fucking Michael Jacksoned him.
And then they adopted a daughter as well. Yeah.
He hung him out the window with sheets on
the
him
castle.
And shit.
Yeah,
the castle. Yeah.
Those famous photos.
Yeah. There's still a net there today. You can see it. Yeah.
So he ends up making Steamboat Willie, which is the first that isn't a silent film. Because again, this is the era we're talking about. It's the first cartoon that has sound ever.
He actually named Mickey Mouse Mortimer Mouse. Did you see that?
No.
And his wife was like, nah, that shit's like...
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah,
good.
She's like, how about Mickey? Like, that's cuter for a
good
mouse.
Good call, Lillian. Yeah. So he ended up doing the voice for Mickey Mouse, and it ended up being like a huge overnight sensation, blew up, made him tons of money. And they're actually, I don't know if they finished and succeeded or if they're still in the process, but I had read an article from maybe 2 years ago that said Disney was actively lobbying to change copyright laws in America. Because Steamboat Willie is getting dangerously close to becoming public domain.
Oh, wow.
Which means Mickey Mouse is becoming dangerously close to being public domain. So since they're a corporation, instead of abiding by the law, they're trying to change the laws in their favor.
What's crazy is Uber driver, iWorks.com. He actually... He actually designed Mickey Mouse. Wow. Like, he drew Mickey Mouse.
Right.
Not Walt Disney, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But they said, like, employees said that although Uber driver designed Mickey Mouse, it was Disney that gave him like his character and his soul and like, you know, the
way of course they're going to say that.
But the other thing, the thing that's ironic about them trying to like change the copyright laws is most of the movies that they started with were things that had just expired, like the Jungle Book. Right. Like it expired, like the copyright from Kipling's book expired, and that year they made the Jungle Book.
It's going to come full circle.
It's like, yeah, exactly.
That's so what happens.
They were like,
I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Know?
Like, so they're trying to change the law so that Steamboat Willie stays.
Of course they are.
Marvel's going to make fucking like Mighty Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. We've been waiting for 100 years for this.
We just did Ant-Man. Now we can do Mouse Man.
Well, but Disney. Yeah. Except Disney owns Marvel. So.
Oh, never mind.
So they would do that. Right.
DC's going to be like.
DC will be like.
Oh, and it'll be horrible, too. It'll be a fucking bloodbath.
No, it'll actually just be Mickey Mouse.
Just, yeah.
Steamboat Willie will just come out and be like. He's
the fucking Steamboat Wet Willie.
You guys couldn't see his little Steamboat Willie dance he was doing, which was surprisingly accurate.
In the middle of every battle, like the two guys would be like side-scrolling like Mortal Kombat. Steamboat Willie just walks across for no fucking reason.
Finish him.
Steamboat Willie.
Hey. So anyway, this is what gives them the seed capital. And they create all the other big characters, Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy, Pluto, all the stuff. And they
Felix the Cat.
Was that? No, that wasn't theirs.
Yeah, I think it was, but no.
I don't think Felix the Cat was theirs.
Felix the Cat was involved in some other way.
That was a Hanna-Barbera probably or something, huh?
No, Felix the Cat was the one that, like, I think that the lady actually lost the rights to. That was part of the story.
Oh, really?
And that's why she went looking to Disney, because she had, like, lost the rights to
the. Oh, that's what I think the. So, yeah. That was what the Lucky Rabbit became.
Felix was better than all of them.
Brad might have hacked my brain, but I think that is correct.
He does hack brains. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, bodies. 1933, he makes the short film, The Three Little Pigs, which a lot of people have seen. Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf is a song that's in it. This is during the Great Depression.
Steamboat Willie is also the first sound cartoon.
Yeah.
And they get the rights to that fucking Cinephone thing or whatever. And he's actually gets smart and hires a professional symphony.
Yeah.
So, and has.
Because of the Cinnabon thing.
Because of the Cinnabons. So they hire a professional symphony. And it's the first cartoon with sound. So that's a critical fact.
So he ends up releasing Snow White, which is massive. During the Depression, it makes money when no movies are making money.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things that positions him into such a place of power, because these animated films, people, even in the Depression, when they have no money, are willing to pay because they're bright and they're optimistic. And I mean, all this different stuff.
You skipped a couple of things. He had a nervous breakdown in between there too, though.
Well, I did not know about that.
Yeah. So,
what's up with the nervous him breakdown?
And, they're trying to, like, because they're not profitable, before Snow White, leading up to that, he goes to Iwerks and says, hey, you got to quit drawing every fucking cell. Like, we got to just pay these other people, and you got to focus on what you're good at, and we got to let these other people do this other stuff. And they, I think they actually go, I don't know when they went public. They went public somewhere in here to try to save money, but Iwerks fucking quits and takes off, and people think that it's going to cause the fucking company to go down because he fucking draws Mickey Mouse and shit.
Right.
But he's got these nine old men or something. They call the nine old men. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Like some Lord of the Rings shit. But they end up working. They'd be the animators for the rest of the Disney thing. Like the same nine guys that he ends up entrusting to. But he has a nervous breakdown and fucking takes off to like Cuba and shit to try to chill out for a little while. So you skipped over that. But yeah, he goes to Cuba and Panama.
Yeah, that would have been when Cuba was still free and open, like before. Because, I mean, this is, again, we're talking about the 1930s.
Yeah, and he signs with Columbia Pictures. And then he also, like, kind of pioneers, like, the tricolor, actual three-color full cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
And so they make some of the first color cartoons. He actually negotiates, using the sole right of that process until, like, 1935. He's the only one that's allowed to even make color cartoons, and that's when they make the Three Little Pigs and all that stuff.
Right, so, and then they knock out Pinocchio.
They blow up. They have
Fantasia,
200 employees.
Dumbo, Bambi, like just hit after hit, year after year.
It's considered the golden age.
Right. Yeah, and those animation. Are still big. Yeah.
They're
now.
Still big.
Like, and all the kids watch those now.
I was tripping. Have you heard about the vault? Like they release those on rotation. Those are in the vault.
Weird.
You can't buy them when you want to buy them. Every once in a while they'll be like, okay, you can buy.
Well, now because of the internet, warehouses have them and you can get them. But like for a while it was. Like pre-Amazon days, like it would be like, oh, we've re-released Fantasia this year. If you want to buy it, get it now or fuck off.
10 years later.
Yeah, exactly. But
your kids won't be able to see it.
Right, exactly. So go buy it now.
Yeah.
So the thing that I was tripping on with Fantasia, when I saw that it was produced in 1940, Because when I watch that movie, that feels like pure 60s acid trip. Like, it's such a fucking bizarre thing. I always put it in the context of the 60s where everyone was doing weird experimental shit.
But to find out that
it was 1940, it was only his third feature motion picture, and it was that bizarre. Yeah. And like,
he drove everybody into the LCD days. LSD days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even in the same time period, he was working on a film called Destino with Salvador Dali.
Him and Quentin Tarantino. Quentin Tarantino worked on that one together.
That's right, on Destino. Yeah. But in 1945, they worked on it and they animated a good portion of it together. And then in 2003, the company kind of filled in the gaps, and you can see it on YouTube. It's a fucking trip. It is a Salvador, like, it is pure Salvador Dali weirdness, and it is pure Walt Disney. Like, somehow it is both.
You're
equally.
Saying Fantasia was?
No, Destino.
Oh, Destino was.
This weird, like, short that he and Salvador Dali worked on in 1945. Very bizarre.
I have to look that up.
Yeah, it's worth a watch. It's very strange.
It looks so ahead of its time. It's kind of like the Star Wars thing, where it's just like, fuck, that shit still holds up. Like, they made that and nothing else looked like
does
that.
It?
He did multi-pane. he did multi-pane, like, these three glass layers where they would draw and animate the depth. Which no one else was doing, so that they could look through glass layers at transparencies to make it look like cameras were moving at different angles.
Yeah.
And so while he was developing that, they finished Snow White, and he was like, fuck that, man. Like, and they spent all that money on Snow White. He went back and made them redraw several scenes to use the new technology, even though they'd already finished the film.
Well, that's why Fantasia looked so crazy, is because he had kind of perfected
it's
that.
Full color.
Because you still watch
the
Cinnabons. You watch that shit, and it's like very, very little animation can compete with that stuff.
You can see
and that
it
was
out,
all
you can
just
see it
fucking
I mean, there's like
drawn.
Crazy Pixar looking Toy Story stuff now. It all kind of looks like that. Mm-hmm. But as far as before the whole Pixar thing came out, it held up to date. Like,
oh, yeah.
You wouldn't know that it didn't come out when Little Mermaid came out
right,
or some shit.
Right.
It wasn't any different than that style of animation.
Like, just fucking rock solid. So during this.
Little Mermaid was rock solid.
She make my jeans grow.
I'm a boob guy. What can I say? The bottom half didn't matter.
Yeah. We've gone full circle.
My buddy Sid always draws a picture of the shitty mermaid. It's hot on the bottom and fish on top. So, yeah, it's like fucking
nice legs.
Yeah, it's like bikini bottom, nice legs, and just a fucking fish head
fish
on the top.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, because of the shitty mermaid.
The shitty mermaid.
So. Another thing that I didn't know about, so in this whole era, so Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs blows up, it wins 8 Oscars, all this shit. Fuck. It's what makes him money and puts him on the map, and he ends up based
Snow
on
Snow White and the Seven Whores.
Yeah, that's right. He brings their parents to LA so they can be closer to the studios, buys a house for him, moves him into the house, and less than a month after they moved into the house, his mom died of asphyxiation caused by a faulty furnace.
Fuck.
And apparently it really
carbon dioxide.
Because they would have not
carbon
been
monoxide.
Like, yeah.
They, carbon like, monoxide, right? Yep, carbon monoxide poisoning. Yep, that's a dioxide. Less, what's carbon dioxide?
It's what you
what you exhale.
Yeah.
Carbon monoxide.
Dioxide. Monoxide. Yeah,
carbon monoxide
is like the product of like burning something.
Right.
Yeah.
What about carbon trioxide?
Ooh, that one has an extra molecule.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, just by definition.
That one's actually transgender.
I deduce, sir. One extra molecule.
Does my logic stand up,
yes,
sir?
Yes, indeed. You concur.
200.
So, 1939, he opens up Walt Disney Studios in Burbank, and there's a big strike. A lot of Disney animators walk, and it takes a while for the company to recover. And the other reason it takes a while for the company to recover, because this is, you know, just hit after hit, 1940, 1941, 42, 43, Dumbo, Pinocchio, all that stuff. And then in World War II, because welcome to World War II, they had to do propaganda for the war. So 94% of their output, because of the government, became propaganda cartoons. So they
instructional videos like how to rivet a plane,
how to defeat a Nazi.
Exactly. So they weren't able to make any features for pretty much the length of the war. They were only able to make shorts because all of their production budget, all of their energy was, you know, being put into this. I'm sure the government probably said, "Hey, Walt, we're either going to like fully draft you and all of your animators, or you're just going to do this. Right. Like, you make the call. But so they started doing that, and you can see some really interesting stuff. There's one article, or there's one cartoon that I watched today. I'd never seen it before. It's a Walt Disney production, and it's called Education for Death: The Making of the Nazi.
Ooh.
And it's like about 11 minutes long, and it's this crazy piece of anti-Nazi propaganda.
It's animated, though?
It's animated. There's no Disney characters in it, but it's got the Disney narrator guy, Disney
looks
music.
Looks like Disney characters.
Looks like Disney characters. It's clearly Disney animation. But it's really wild. And like they just show like a child who's born in Nazi Germany and what his life is like.
It's the story of one of Hitler's children.
Exactly. No, it's a story of like a Hitler youth and what they go through being raised. And like at one point there's this like, they retell the actual Snow White story where she's like asleep and the prince comes to rescue her from the evil stepmother, and the evil stepmother is capitalism. And when the knight shows up and rescues her, and you see that the Sleeping Beauty is Germany, and all of a sudden it's like this super fat, drunk, cask holding caricature of like the worst fat German woman you've ever seen, with like horrible, like stereotypical, like German opera singer hair, like just this fat, goofy looking.
It looks like anime.
Like, no, it's really impressive animation. It's like,
but it looks like anime.
Cool, yeah, it's really impressive. Damn. And then like the knight in shining armor is like this goofy looking 40s. Skinny Hitler. Like it's wild. It's a wild card. I'll post the link in the show notes.
Did you see the Japanese Disney Mouse erotica? It's called a John Kenshiro, and it's actually a story of a mouse with a small penis, and it turns out he's one of our patrons.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. I hadn't seen that.
I was going to look that up.
Bro, I was so disappointed. He was trying to look up John Kenshiro. That's a cool name. This dude's a fucking samurai.
Yeah.
He's a bad. I'm going to look him up. It's going to be really disappointing.
Yeah.
Just him and his 10-speed bicycle wearing a fucking bike helmet with some fucking tight
fucking
shorts.
Fucking jeans are growing.
Right. And there was another propaganda piece that was done that's called Der Führer's Face. And this one's like kind of more disturbing.
That sounds like a third grade fight. Like,
it's Donald Duck.
Der Führer's face.
And he wakes up and he's like, no. Like it's a,
no, Der Führer's face. No.
Der Führer's face.
Der Fizz.
But it shows Donald Duck like going through his regular routine, living in the Third Reich, and like all the things he has to do.
I've
and it's really
that.
Fucking bizarre. And then at the very end, like it gets more and more nightmarish and ghastly. And then at the very end, he wakes up in like American pajamas, and the shadow that he thought was Hitler is the Statue of Liberty, and he's all happy and like, I'm glad to be in America. And it's very like
that's funny,
very very
who storyboards that shit?
I don't know.
This is the message we want you to portray.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Was there some military advisors on the board going, look,
can we use a duck with no pants?
He's like, the characters are up to you, but this is what we got to get across. If you want to make it a duck having a nightmare, you go for it.
Yeah. So, you want to masturbate away the Nazism?
That's
you
up
do
to
that.
You,
yeah.
You dirty commie.
Golf ball through a mouse's ass. That's where that came from, actually.
That's right.
Best blowjob ever had.
So the war ends, and they just keep knocking out hits. Treasure Island, Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan, Lady and the Tramp, Sleeping Beauty, 101 Dalmatians.
There's a porn for every one of those.
There's a porn for every one of those. And in all, there's 100 features made by Disney Studios.
Sleeping Booty.
Sleeping Booty, absolutely. We already said Snow White and the Seven Whores.
Yeah, Lady in the Fap.
Lady in the what?
The Fap. Fap. Yeah, Fap.
Don't worry about it.
Man, threw me off. I bet I had more.
Lady in the what?
Lady? Aw.
Yeah. So...
Pinocchio.
What?
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
You lost me on Pinocchio.
Yeah, Pinocchio.
No, you gotta be like Pinocchio. Oh.
Pinocchio. Yeah, that's good.
I can't find the list.
Rambi.
Damn you. Where's the list?
Where's I don't know. I'm just trying to think of missing you. Yeah. Rambi was pretty good.
That was pretty good. Oh, man.
Steam Cock Willie.
Cleveland Steamer.
Cleveland Steamer.
God help us.
Where's the names at? Where are they at? Slamtasia. Man.
Snow White finish.
You guys are in the wrong line of work. Oh,
we, definitely. We know that. Oh, man.
So about the same time, 1947, Disney gets called up on the House of Un-American Activities Committee, which is the McCarthy era where...
Donald fuck. How do we not do that? Sorry.
Dumb ho.
But so again, they're trying to weed out disloyal U.S. citizens. They were especially going after Hollywood types because they didn't want the dirty commie message to spread. And a lot of people got blacklisted from Hollywood for their entire life after that. And apparently Disney threw a ton of people under the bus during this. He went out, he was called in front of the Senate and he,
oh, what is God. It?
Alice in Cucumberland.
He got called.
That's like salt malt Disney. Go ahead.
But he ended up throwing a bunch of people from his own company under the bus saying they were communists. And he talked about one particular animator, a guy named David Hilberman, who worked for him. And he said his quote in front of Congress when he said, this is, you know, they said, why do you think he's a communist? Disney said, one, that he had no religion, and two, that he'd spent considerable time at the Moscow Art Theater studying direction or something.
Or something.
Yeah.
Disney did some things with Russia and stuff too, though.
Yeah, he did. There was, yeah, there was
dirty
some stuff
fucking
like that.
Commie.
So anyway, and this kind of gets to Walt himself, because I know the company
isn't
like,
that what we've been talking about?
Well, I mean, like his personality.
Oh, okay.
So I saw one thing, and it was a piece that was done by PBS, and it was talking about Walt Disney, and it was talking about the two sides of Walt Disney, and I was hoping for it to be like really juicy and dirty and him to be like fucking super monstrous, but he really wasn't.
Child molester.
He was just like a hard worker and he expected excellence out of everybody. It wasn't like he would like fly off the handle.
Yeah, nobody liked this guy.
No, they said he was kind of Steve Jobs-ish. Like it was pretty rare to give him praise.
No, yeah, they did say that.
If you did really fucking good, and he said, That'll do. Yeah. That was as good as like.
That'll do pig. Right. Then you knew you were good.
No, one of his animators, like an old man being interviewed, said, no, if Walt walked in, looked at what you were
acknowledged
drawing,
it.
If he said that'll do, you knew you just did a slam dunk because that was as good as it got. Yeah. Like, but the thing is, like on this video, there's a quote from Walt Disney. And this is once he's in the limelight, Disneyland's already out. Like I don't know if you guys are too young to remember it, but when I was a kid through the 1970s, every Sunday night there was a Disney, like Sunday night was Disney night on ABC.
Yeah,
and it was like Disney features and Disney shorts, and like Walt Disney himself would kind of host the whole night and come in between commercial sets. Right. And it was like this whole thing.
I've seen the replays of those.
Right, right. So that was like every Sunday. Yeah. It's actually what led to them buying the ABC network, because they had such a tight link with them and their Sunday night ratings were basically made by Disney. But he was this wholesome Walt Disney character that you see. And the quote was from Walt Disney, "I'm not Walt Disney. I do a lot of things Walt Disney wouldn't do. Walt Disney doesn't smoke. I smoke. Walt Disney doesn't drink. I drink." Like he's like talking about his vices and like what he's like. Like he's like, I'm a workaholic. Walt Disney isn't.
A lot of people like, said too that he was like socially, like he had anxiety and he was reserved. Yeah. He's an introvert. But then some people said, no, he knew exactly what he was doing playing that part.
Right.
Saying he's pretending to be.
Right.
And on that note, Peter Pants would be another good point. I just thought of it.
That would be
a two-track mind. Brad's like,
So
Peter in my pants.
This public perception of him.
Peter in your pants.
The public perception of him was not like really.
Peter in your pants. That's a good one. Oh,
man. I give up.
You know, I just like how I floated like straight within
the Peter in the pants. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So then the next big coup that he does, of course, is Disneyland. And according to one of his biographers, a guy named Neil Gabler, he said that because he loved trains, like his studio, which was growing and growing and growing, he wanted to build a train that would go through the studios so that all the workers could hop on a train, get from place to place. And he just thought it would be cool to build a train. And then he thought, you know what, though? Like if I was going to build a train, we should actually like build a train and let people be on the train and see the studio. And then he was like, but if we were going to let people into the studio, we should build rides and attractions. And if we were going to do that, we should build a whole park.
Yeah.
And then it like evolved in his crazy fucking mind.
Did you see he built a train at his house? Like a miniature steam train?
Yeah.
And then too many people got fucking hurt. And so he had to put it in storage. Yeah. I wonder if that train exists somewhere.
This is the connection between Gary Coleman and Walt Disney, because this is where Gary Coleman got involved with the trains. You know, he was big into trains.
He was big into trains. And it was a miniature train.
And what do you think draws all of the children to Disneyland? I mean, this is a big connection here where children go missing every day.
I think you're onto something. Yeah. We haven't seen Coleman show up in a while.
No.
But Disney builds a miniature train. Yep. It keeps hurting people, and they have to put it into storage.
Yep. 20,000 visitors a day, you're not going to miss one.
Was the train hurting people, or was the conductor?
Yes.
That's the question you have to ask.
Choo-choo.
What you talking about, Walt? I think that's a really good point. I never thought of that. Yeah, one kid goes missing every day from the park.
See David Pilates do something on that.
Exactly.
Don't care about the kids missing from Disney.
I wonder if there's some big cover up of kids missing at Disneyland.
I'm sure there is.
There probably is.
So
we just uncovered it.
Yeah, we just did.
Robin Hood and his Merry Men. You don't have to change that one.
That one's already there.
Or Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Yep.
Could be Robin
Hood. That wasn't his, though.
Yeah. The Ferryman.
You guys are getting off the Disney train, and it'll never quit if we start picking just fucking random movies. Forrest Hump.
Die Hard.
What?
I said Forrest Hump. He said Die Hard. Edward Penis Hands. Let's just move on.
Okay, we'll move
on. Saving Ryan's Privates.
So he builds Disneyland for $17 million in 1955. He builds it in Anaheim, and he actually flies all over the nation looking at different properties of where he could end up building it, but he settles on Anaheim. And did you guys read about the opening day?
Anna's Hyman?
That's not the name of a movie.
Oh man, that was good.
Did you guys read about the opening day?
I didn't see the opening day. I saw that he sent a crew all over the world, like looking at the good and bad of every park.
Right. Well, so the opening day, he gives out 6,000 tickets to members of the press, to investors, to their family members, to sponsors.
I saw people were forging the tickets, making their own tickets.
28,000 people showed up with
6,000. 6,000 were supposed to.
Because everybody was forging the tickets and selling them, giving them out. It was a huge thing in LA. 28,000 people show up with tickets, even though it was only supposed to be 6,000.
They're like, wait a minute.
There was no
going on
like, good counterfeiting.
The plumbers went on strike, so none of the water fountains were working. The vendors all ran out of food because they only had 28. They were planning on 6,000 people.
Right.
The park wasn't even finished. There were some areas where the paint was still wet, but asphalt was still soft enough that people's shoes were sticking in the air. Like, it was literally like, just
too
open
soon.
The fucking gates.
Too soon. Yeah.
And there was a gas leak, so they had to completely shut down Fantasyland because of a gas leak. All this shit going on the first day, and the employees at the company referred to it as Black Sunday because so much shit went wrong on day one. But it ends up obviously going on to be a huge thing.
Yeah.
It's a Small World. Opened in the World's Fair, I think, in Paris in 1964.
Yeah, that was a bunch of penis shaming.
It was. And he moved it to Disneyland in 66. I don't know. I had to call bullshit on this. He had children from 16 ethnic groups pour water from the seven seas and nine major lagoons into the ride's waterways. And he poured in liquid from every great American river. To which I say...
Bullshit.
Just fucking come on.
Yeah.
Like, no, this is from the Nile.
Well,
like you never know. He could have sent people around.
Well,
it's from Porcelain Springs.
Exactly. So, but anyway, so the park blows up. And my favorite thing about the park was that when it opened, one of the big investors in the park was the Hollywood Maxwell Brazier Company, and they had a shop on Main Street called the Wonderful Wizard of Bras.
Oh, see?
Yeah, see?
See, we're not off.
We didn't even have to do anything. So they had the Wonderful Wizard of Bras. There was a robotic man in this foofy costume who would walk people through the history of undergarments.
What year is this?
This is in 1966. No, before that, 1955, right? Was that when it opened?
Oh, that does seem crazy. Then.
1955.
That's when Michael J. Fox had just gone back.
Women got ushered into the next room where they would buy bras.
Yeah.
And there was a robot bra selling guy on Main Street, which I think is very, very strange and creepy and pervy.
That is really a weird thing.
But it was only there for 6 months. Yeah. They only had a 6 month lease and then they were kicked out.
Well, his intent wasn't necessarily for children though, right? Was the entire thing of any of this aimed at children? It was just animation.
That was aimed at adult women.
Right. No, I'm just saying like Disney itself, like the animation wasn't necessarily aimed at children.
Not at all.
You know what I mean? It was just an animated form of like entertainment, but it doesn't anywhere in this say that it was aimed at children, nor did the Disney thing. It was more of a family.
I think that's implied though. Like it's a, like
and it's family though.
It's for kids. The rides are for kids. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. It wasn't implied anywhere. I don't, or it didn't physically say, I guess. Not that it matters. Maybe it doesn't fucking matter. How about that?
I think you might have just summed up
for kids everything. And adults.
Yeah. No, sir. No. I say no. So then towards the end of his life, right, so we're getting on to the 1960s, and he decides he wants to build an experimental prototype community of tomorrow in Florida, which is what is called the experimental prototype community of tomorrow is Epcot. And that's there right now. Disney World is in Florida. The Epcot Center is there. And this whole wacky idea is that he wasn't even thinking theme park. He honestly wanted to build an experimental city of tomorrow.
Right.
And
that would never be finished, would always be changing.
Yep.
Did you see he worked with Wernher von Braun in 1955, right before that happened?
No.
He did a project with Wernher von Braun and NASA called Man in Space. Everybody, Wernher von Braun had his fucking hands in everything. He
dipped his toe in everything, yeah. So,
well, I guess if you're the man to talk to, though, space. Like,
he said, Walt Disney said
Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins. Cherries.
Mary Cherry Poppins.
Mary Cherry Poppins.
So Walt Disney said of Epcot, quote, there will be no landowners and therefore no voting control. People will rent houses instead of buying them, and at modest rentals, there will be no retirees. Everyone must be employed.
Damn.
It's weird.
Fucking slave fucking labor.
Like, you can't, like, there's no voting. Like, it was this weird merger of corporations and citizenship that he had in mind.
There's laws?
Yeah, exactly. But he was
own country.
Like, but he ended up, like, and I didn't get into depth on this one article, but there was an article basically saying that the city around Disney World is still basically run like that. And then they ended up building
the Vatican.
Yeah. And they built a city called Celebration, Florida in the late 90s, which has its own weird laws and codes. Oh, God.
What?
Nothing.
Brad looking at the Jungle Fever book?
No, I was looking at Disney porn names.
Did we get
and
some?
Like, they're like, yeah, they're like stupid, though. And then it's like fucking Alice in Bonerland and then Steamboat Willie. Like, I did Butt Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's going to happen. So, but he dies.
Hercules.
God.
Jesus Christ.
He dies while they're building Epcot, and his brother ends up finishing it, but it's not what Walt himself had envisioned with this bizarro weirdness that he had in mind for this perfect future city. And he's diagnosed with lung cancer in 1966. And he dies of lung cancer in 1966. So that shit must have been aggressive as fuck. And there wasn't such a thing as chemo, I guess.
He had a weird therapy. It was like some kind of fucking copper like cobalt therapy. Cobalt therapy. I don't know what that is. Yeah, that sounds like some magic fucking. We're going to put blue rocks on your chest when you sleep.
Maybe it was like pre.
I'd like radiation, to add Winnie the Pooh to the list, but I didn't want to.
Blozen.
Is that Disney?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's Chocahontas. So the Beauty and the BBC.
What's that?
Beauty and the Beast. Big, Beauty and the BBC.
Big black cock.
Big black cock.
Ah, I'm sorry. I wasn't hip on the big black cock.
So thing. I hear that that's a genre.
You know, I'm a little bit more about Dave's crotch now.
So he dies of lung cancer, and this leads to the first conspiracy theory about him, which is that his body is frozen, right?
Right.
So The rumor that goes around is that his body is cryogenically frozen. Some people go as far as to say it's frozen and it's kept in the park, like under the park in some secret
frozen movie or a layer. Show where they fucking try to find his head. It might be Big Bang Theory. Like they had to do work somewhere, and it's allegedly the place where his head's frozen. I can't remember what fucking movie that is.
So there's a guy named Bob Nelson, who's the head of the California Cryonics Society, which is the oldest cryonics corporation in the world. They were the first ones to do cryonic freezing, et cetera.
I would imagine they did it wrong though at that
point,
right?
They probably did. But they were talking with Walt Disney about it because he was all about the future technology, right. Like all the weird robots that he built in the theme park, even though he didn't call them robots. I forget what he called them.
They're artificial.
I forget what he called them.
Intelligent bots or something. What were they?
Anyway, but his Imagineers build robots that were skin. I like that.
Skin talkers.
Call them skin talkers. But again, he was into Werner von Braun, all these different people. He was into to science.
How trippy would it be if fucking they're like, well, Walt Disney's back.
Right, we got him.
Yeah, we got it.
So
he was frozen. He's a little fucked up. His eyes all messed up and shit because they froze him wrong. He had to go get China eyes.
So this guy Bob Nelson, who runs the California Cryonic Society in the 1970s, he said, quote, Walt Disney wanted to be frozen. Lots of people think he was, and the body's in cold storage. The truth is Walt missed out. He never specified it in writing, and when he died, the family didn't go for it. They had him cremated. I personally have seen his ashes. They're in Forest Lawn. 2 weeks after he died, we froze the first man. If Disney had been first, it would have made headlines around the world and been a real shot in the arm for cryonics, but that's the way it goes. Like, he even tried to tell the family, look, he wanted to be frozen, and they ended up cooking him instead. And but he's like,
there should be written consent that there's a power of attorney for, like, the person has to make the decision to unplug
him. And I watched a couple of videos of people who still argue that he's frozen, and like one thing was like this dude who did a really shitty job, but he called the company, and like he calls the company and he says, yes, hello, I represent several major celebrities who are interested in being frozen cryogenically. If we were to do that, would you be able to keep their names secret? And she was like, yes, sir, of course we'd be able to. Are there any people in the past who have made this request? She was like, if there were, sir, I wouldn't be able to tell you about it.
That's the correct answer.
Are you certain you aren't able to give me and my very important clients any more? And it's like, give it up. Like, like it was so shitty. Yeah. She had to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, no, we don't have Walt Disney's head.
Go fuck off.
But I'm like, people are like, it was only, you know, 2 weeks later they froze the first man. Or was that the second?
Walt Disney's head would be a porn too.
Walt Disney's ahead.
So, but a lot of people think that he was frozen. He did have interest in cryogenics, and people think that he was frozen secretly and that he didn't want anyone to know. The family insists he was cremated. People can, like, I don't know. So I suppose it's possible he was frozen. He did know the guy. He met the guy. The family knew that he knew the guy.
Yeah.
And the family allegedly made the call.
Cremation's that he should be cremated. Like, Asian, like... It's like
carnation.
Like you made you into
cream. You don't think the cream part is weird? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Like the Asian, you make into cream is what that means.
What is cream?
If you break that down, it should be made into powder or something.
Powder Asian.
Donuts and ice cream.
Cream Asian.
Cream nuts.
Nobody's pasty.
Yeah.
So all the rumors are that he's, and I don't know, maybe he is frozen. If he is, I suspect he's frozen at the cryogenics place, under the castle.
When I die, I want my cream spread at the Grand Canyon. it's kind of pasty, though. You're just going to have to rub it on a red rock.
And by the way, I did read that a lot of people every year get busted and arrested for illegally spreading people's ashes in Disneyland.
Didn't you pull some Big Lebowski shit in Hawaii and like it blew back in your face or something?
With my dad died.
Oh, he had blowback in his face.
We went to Honolulu on my dad's favorite beach and threw his ashes into the night ocean.
I should say sprinkled throw, it sounds.
Well, it was like a chuck. You kind of just chucked it. And it just like, you just watched the whole cloud of dust go, and then like the ocean breeze just blew it back on all of us, just like in our mouths.
He was laughing as like, a mother.
He was.
Yeah,
my mom said this at one point. I don't know if she's actually followed through this like in writing, but she swears that when she dies, she's being cremated, which I'm going to change that word. Someone's fixing that. But and that she has an itinerary of all the places that she would want to visit, and that we have to take like the containers. It's just going to be like 10 grand and a bunch of little bottles of ashes in an itinerary. And we have to go to all those places. That's her last request. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm still being taxidermied.
Yeah.
Nice. In a wrestling stance.
That's right. I remember that.
With a singlet on.
I remember that.
Fuck yeah. Even though you never wrestled?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. I just want to be there as a surprise.
Yeah. Yeah.
For anybody who walks in.
I'm going to put a sweet potato in your singlet. So
I want to be ready.
It's more flattering.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
But damn, look, he was good to go, man.
Yeah. Ready.
Actually, I'm going to steal the bisection from the wax museum, so it's going to be flat on one side. I'll flip it over. I'll put it against your thigh. I'll put it against your thigh, the flat side down.
Oh, it'll be a little lump. So looks, yeah,
that's good. Right.
So you have so Cinderella.
The other big the other big conspiracy about him was that he was a Nazi or a Nazi supporter or a pro-fascist guy. Right. People immediately counter by saying, well, he did all this. Like his entire company did nothing but anti-fascist propaganda.
And he donated to like Jewish charities. There was a bunch of, you know.
But I mean, there is some stuff. There was a Disney
that
animator.
Could be his alibi, though.
Right. He's well, like, I mean, the fact of the matter is, if he did support the Nazis early in the war, like before
was
America
paid
was
to
in
do
on
the
it.
Anti-Nazi stuff anyway.
But it's not even that you're getting paid. You have no fucking choice. Like plus, the U.S. government is saying your studio is going to pitch in on the war effort. You can't say no. You have to fucking do it.
You could, like, you could give 10 scholarships to Jewish kids for college and then exterminate 1 million. Like, no,
that's true. They're like, yeah. No, he gave away college scholarships.
And then he paid for the showers over here in 1940.
But one of his animators, a guy named Art Babbitt, said that, quote, in the immediate years before we entered World War II, there was a small but fiercely loyal following of the Nazi Party. There were open meetings. Anybody could attend. And I wanted to see what was going on myself. On more than one occasion, mm-hmm. I observed Walt Disney and Gunther Lessing, which was Disney's lawyer, there, along with a lot of prominent Nazi-afflicted Hollywood personalities.
He could have been there just making sure shit didn't get crazy.
He was just crashing.
That's why he had his fucking lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
Yeah, but so. I mean,
maybe he just yelled O'Doyle rules and then he fucking
and threw
ran
a
out.
Fucking banana peel.
Yeah. The
and then other people point to the fact that the Nazi filmmaker Leni Riefenstahl came to promote her film Olympia in 1938. And this was like months after Kristallnacht, where all the Jews were assaulted in Germany. So it was like, there was no, like, even if it was early war and you didn't know how bad Hitler was going to get. And that was when he was attending these meetings. Like at this point, Hitler was doing some shitty stuff and he still had like one of Hitler's main propagandists come and tour the studio and do all that stuff. And again, people point at that and say that means
I guess
Nazi.
Maybe he appreciated art though. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean that person
wasn't killing
this
Jews.
Person would have been a cutting edge film director. Yeah. And I could, you know, I
and
mean,
he might've looked past that.
Who knows?
Werner von Braun was a fucking, you know what I mean? He was doing
exactly.
Shit.
So
how are they going to judge him? This is the problem. Like, there's also some stuff that says there was like racial insensitive things as far as like African Americans and how they're portrayed
in
some of the cartoons. It's the time that was socially like the general consensus and accepted. Yeah. As was NASA's hanging out with Werner von Braun. You can't hang out with a fucking Nazi movie
Albert
Fish director.
Killed black people because they weren't going to be missed. Like, this is the same fucking time.
So that you can't like hold someone to a standard from your era based off of actions in a different era, I guess. Yeah. I mean, well, maybe. I don't know. You're making people sit in the back of the bus, you're still an asshole if you're making them drink out of another drinking fountain. And now we know that's bad. Right. You know, but at the time, I don't know. I guess I don't know.
If you think about it now, you're like, no, they're an asshole. But the time,
you can't
that's
hit your grandma because she says the River Niger.
Oh, bullshit.
Man. All your grandmas say that still. You know they do.
Yeah, the thing, like, there was an interesting quote that I had here when he talked about Disneyland and what he envisioned for it. And he said that he visioned it as, quote, a happy place dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America. And that hard facts thing kind of stands out. Like,
I mean, Native American graveyards inside Tomorrowland.
You didn't move the coffins.
Yeah. It's like that smallpox blankets with Mickey Mouse and
sorry,
Sydney
it was
on them.
You only moved the headstones. I had it backwards.
I don't know what that is.
No?
No.
I have no idea either.
What is it?
Poltergeist.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
You only move the headstone.
I haven't seen that movie since I was little.
I remember hands on the TV and they're here.
Yeah.
That's all I got. And a scary fucking tree whipping the house.
Yeah, because Brent doesn't watch. Brent won't watch it now.
No, he'll get
it's too late now. Yeah. It's too late now.
There's no way he's going to watch
it. Fuck no.
So I don't know. Like like I said, I never thought about the impact that this guy had on animation, on filming. Like, I think of someone like James Cameron, and like he takes forever to make movies because every time he releases a movie, he completely advances the film industry. Everything from Steadicams to CGI, like all these things that he has created that are now industry standards. He's like, oh, I can't film this movie yet because this technology doesn't exist. And then he builds that technology. And I kind of think of Walt Disney as the same way. And it's like, meanwhile, James Cameron's movies make a fucking $1 billion a pop because he's like so good at what he does. And I kind of think of Walt Disney as the same way. He would have a vision of what he needed to do, and he would push create to the create technology. The technology to make this thing possible. Right. And I don't know. He's just really big impact. I was waiting to uncover tons of skeletons. I wanted him to be like this horrible fucking racist monster, and he would beat his employees and all. And it was like, nope, he just kind of
beat his employees.
He just worked hard and had high expectations and invigorated America during the Great Depression and World War II. I was like, well, God damn it.
I hate him even fucking more now. Like, piece of shit.
Let's just pretend he walked around in boxers with Mickey Mouse ears and a bottle of booze.
Yeah.
Hi, kids.
Suck my dick. My voice can't. I can't go high anymore. It's horrible.
You can do it.
Don't try it. No,
do
it. It's bad.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
Trying it again.
I can't. I literally cannot do it. I physically can't do it.
All right.
It's horrible.
So sponsors.
Yeah.
Awkward transition as always. Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. Reminder, August 19th, Saturday, in Anaheim.
Yeah.
That shit's on social media. It's on our Twitter. It's in the private group. It's on our Facebook. If you have questions regarding to when and where that's happening, you can message us. If you can't find it on all those social medias.
And we'll be right by Disneyland, so you could visit.
We'll be by Disneyland. You can go look for the cryogenic head at the same time.
It's supposed to be under the Sleeping Beauty's castle.
Is it?
They say.
You can only get kicked out once, right? Let's do it. Let's do this. I need flashlights and a tactical vest for no reason.
Yep.
All we were probably need is a fucking crowbar or something. Yeah? No?
My buddy's friend's head of security.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Let's make this happen. I want to get into that secret club at the same time.
We're in.
Yeah. So, Yucateco meetup. You should be there. They're giving away GoPro prizes. We're going to bring some stuff, including ourselves, and we would like to meet you. So Saturday, August 19th, at the House of Blues in Anaheim, is the El Yucateco /SK meetup. And they'll have special like menu items, I guess, that are infused with El Yucateco, as well as drinks that are infused with El Yucateco will be available to order. So go check that out with us, and you can check out their website, elyucateco.com. You can buy their sauce. You can eat their sauce. It's all over the place. Especially on your face. And that's their new motto. Thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. You can buy sticky stuff from them that could also be sticky stuff on your face. I don't want to know about it. You can order stickers, letterhead, business cards, banners, full-size cutout stand-ups. I don't know if they sell those, but you can ask them. Go to printdirtcheap.com and use code SOFAKING to save some money doing so. Thank you to Daily Own Graphics for our t-shirts. Those are all in stock. We're completely, if it says we're out of stock, ignore that shit. I just need to update the numbers. Sorry about that. I'll be doing that this
trust
week.
Us.
I got a lot of jobs. Trust okay, us. I wear a lot of hats. But yeah, just trust us. They're in stock. Also, thank you to Digital Creations. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram. They do heat-pressed items and specialty photo gifts. You can get one-off coffee mugs and t-shirts and mouse pads and keychains and all kinds of cool stuff. Bottle openers, they do all kinds of cool one-off stuff. So you can make a dick keychain if you want, or your grandma's face on a t-shirt. That's a contrast.
Or a dick on your grandma's face on a blanket.
Or a dick on your grandma's face while she's using a keychain to open a bottle on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Or
that's
a blanket.
Possible.
Or
that's
a pillowcase.
Or a blanket or a pillowcase.
Some inception shit right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can do that.
Or grandpa's dick on your grandma's face.
Nicolas Cage pillows, I think. I think that's a copyright problem. Sure. Nipolis Cage pillows and or blankets. Pickolis Cage pillows and or blankets. They can do it all. Also, thank you to Dan Camarillo at Camarillo Jiu Jitsu. You can log into armhunter.com. They have instructional DVDs and apparel. And that is all I have. Thank you to Breakers Podcast. Check them out on social media. Follow them in their
It's all group. About breakdancing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is about breakdancing. It's really interesting.
Origins, new styles.
Dumbo, more like Dickbo.
We didn't have
I already
one
said Dumbo.
Dumbo had huge ears. So Dumbo. We can only imagine once he developed, once he went through puberty.
Never mind.
I heard he likes
Pinocchio, podcasts, more like Dickio.
Yeah, blown
more
in.
Like Dick knows.
Did you say Nicolas Cage? Wasn't he in Blown in 60 Seconds?
God, where did I start?
So, did I mention everybody? Oh, yeah, that cryptid thing that I never fucking looked up.
Yeah, so go to the Cryptid Con. Yeah,
it's in Arkansas with a K.
In Arkansas, fucking Kansas.
But if you like Bigfoot, you'll love that shit. Yeah. It is
more like Dickfoot.
Yeah. Yeah, good one.
Her name's Jennifer. Figure it out. I don't know.
More like cocksuckifer.
Yeah. High five.
With my dick.
Yeah.
Also,
Dude, where's my dildo?
Yuneri Sukadietrich. If you're a top Patreon, you get a shout out every fucking time. So
there you go.
That's that.
You're going to forget. This is this time.
No.
Don't forget.
She's unforgettable.
Unflappable.
I can never forget her. Long, long time from now, grandkids in my lap, on the porch, rocking away lemonade, and I'll be like, remember Yuneri Dietrich? I do. That's the only thing I'll remember. They'll be like, Grandpa, I'm like, who are you?
You don't look like Yuneri Dietrich.
Get out of my lawn. Yeah.
I hope you die.
Josh Haney, too, because his name's in front of me, and he got us a whole bunch of whiskey. And Allison Richie, because that's in front of me, too.
Yeah, we need some more Burnside,
Josh. Bruce Bankhead.
Yeah.
Carrie Wobey Weeble Don't Fall Down.
Weeble Wobble. Wobey Weeble.
I don't know how you say it. All right.
Yeah.
That's all I can think of.
I can't think of any.
No.
All out of dick jokes. We got to quit the show now. Yep.
Darnell Jones. What's his name?
Jarrell.
Oh, same difference. All right. Let me retire. Yeah, you fucked it up. Oh, wow.
Oh, we got to quit with silence? Okay, go again. Okay.
All right. That being said, don't be a retard.
Fucking right, that's unlike. Fucking right, that's unlike. Fucking right, that's unlike.
I got a lust for some shit that don't even exist. And I've been thinking about a girl I know I ain't even met yet. My uncle taught me what to do with a brick, but the more I think about it, no, it probably ain't my best bet. Everybody can tell you how to do it, they never done it. Everybody can tell you how to sing it, they never sung it. I don't know what the fuck you niggas thinking. I never listen. Know I done a lot of dirt, but I just pray I'm forgiven. Said I done a lot of dirt, but that don't mean that I'm finished. Got a long road ahead, and I just pray I replenish. You can make it, take it, make a statement, but you too timid. I'ma scoop it, break it in the bank account, spend it all somewhere I can't pronounce. Rent a vacant house just to burn it down. Yeah, you heard me now. We the livest round. Any city, any town. Follow the North Star. Three kings, three crowns. Yeah.
I wonder what I would be doing if I wasn't trying to ruin everything you ever built. Everything you ever built. You could take the rack of God, go and put it in a pill, then go pop a couple back and you can see just how I feel.
Fucking right, that's unlike. Fucking right, that's unlike. Fucking right, that's unlike. You fucking right, that's unlike.
Too stressed, we heard a beat and put a song on it. These days, I think that we could do no wrong on it. I was flex with drop bombs, Vietnam on it. I would cop a chain and a plane, put my mom on it. Yeah, and tell the pilot, pick an island. I'd rather be on resorts and have to resort to violence. I gotta get it, I try to do it in private. I'm always smoking that loud, I'm always moving in silence. Shut up. All these haters started saying what's up. Just for the strippers picking up wine, saving them up. For the star on the bench, you ain't playing enough. It's on you to make the world start giving a fuck. Living it up, I don't know what minimum means. Some people go to sleep, others try to live in a dream. By any means, I promise you ain't never gotta remind me. I'll be smoking trees in Belize when he find me. I wonder what I would be doing if I wasn't trying to ruin everything you ever built. Everything you ever built. You could take the rack of God, go and put it in a pill, then go pop a couple back and you can see just how I feel.
Fucking right, that's unlike. Fucking right, that's unlike. Fucking right, that's unlike. You fucking right, that's unlike.
And if I had the world in my palm, I was singing a song and throw that motherfucker far as I could. Oh yeah. And if I had the world in my palm, I was singing a song and throw that motherfucker far as I could.